Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Levernon of the Paulus Fathers. To allow a deep spirituality to take root in us and emerge from us for others may seem like a daunting task. I need to have perspective. I need to be able to see the big picture, but not to get trapped by it. Why does everything around us seem so huge? Well, one, because some things are really huge. I mean, really, really big, as Douglas Adams said in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But some small things seem to become huge. And this is where we need perspective on what we're doing and what is right in front of us. Sometimes it's the little things that remind us that we're not always in control, even if we like to think that we are. Every day I set the dining room table for our evening meal together as a community. And sometimes I even bring out the food or help bring out the food just before dinner. A few days ago I was doing all of that, and as most of you probably know, it gets dark around dinner time. And so I was going about my task in the dining room, and I was just putting down a plate of vegetables when I tipped over a water glass. Well, in one moment, all hell broke loose in my mind, and I will save you the expletives, but I wasn't happy. And the first thing I did was to try to blame someone else. But that's when I need perspective, and unfortunately, it didn't happen quite as fast as I needed it to. My eyesight isn't the best, and I should have turned on the dining room lights. That would have been very helpful in the dark. Shoulda. But shoulds don't solve anything. I made my apology as quickly as I could think to do it. A small thing became a big deal, and that's why it's so important to have perspective. Because in the grand scheme of things, I mean, compared to the size and grandeur of the universe, a tipped over water glass is not a big deal. In fact, it's probably not even a little deal. And all of us, I think, can name such small events in our daily lives many, many times over. At least I hope you can, and that I'm not alone in this. But having perspective is so important, and it's especially important for the spiritual life. We are in the season of Advent, and Christmas is approaching, and it's a season of huge things and small, tiny things. Mary and Joseph and all the people of Israel at that time were overwhelmed by the power of the invading forces of the Roman army. People who were on the margins of society were pushed even further to the margins of society. And even Mary and Joseph, they're forced to move about, to change locations, to go from Bethlehem to their hometown of Nazareth in Galilee, to register for this census. And in a sense, if you look at it, especially from our perspective today, it seems kind of ridiculous. But that's what they did, because that's what they did in those days. I've never thought of the Christmas story as a pristine story. A lot of the details, I think, are just not there. I'm sure that Mary and Joseph, in making all the transitions and moving about, made a lot of mistakes as they were doing that. I presume the shepherds who were caring for their flocks in the dead of night made mistakes. But it's not mentioned because it's not important. What is important about the Christmas story is that certain people in the Christmas story did take notice of very little things. Mary believed in the living Word of God. She believed in it so intensely that she actually gave birth to the living Word of God in Jesus, in the Christ. And the shepherds too, they noticed little things. They could hear the cry of a child as they were watching their flocks. The importance of the Christmas story is that the living Word of God became incarnate, became enfleshed in Jesus, not in power and glory, but in a quiet backwater town, out of sight of almost everyone, in a quiet little place, and Mary and Joseph experienced it and the shepherds experienced it because they were paying attention to the little things. When we can get perspective and stay focused on the present moment, all of a sudden we'll see little gems of revelation all around us, at our very feet and on our fingertips. The divine word of God is within each and every one of us. And in this season of Advent and Christmas, we are asked to give birth, to allow it to take over our feet and to move out to our fingertips. Fingertips that are sewn together in a new Advent, sewn together so that we can be together, the body of Christ in the world.